cliffcentral.com.
By now you should know I hate waiting, I got no patience. Right now, man, I'm trying to get out the matrix, far from the agents. Trying to stay far from the devil in the red dress, far from the pagans. Only time, man, are gonna see me again is if I share location.
Yes. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hi.
How are you? Dory? Dory, how are you doing there? Am I getting you?
No, my mic's not on. You've got to put the fader up.
There we go.
You, now can you hear me? There we go.
Dory's alive.
Of course this is going to happen.
That was me. That was
what a fantastic professional start to the year.
What a way to start the year. What a professional name. No, it's not Gareth. It's Mbulelo. I'm with Dory. Pinky. Pinky, how are you?
I'm all right, Mbulelo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm alive.
How are you feeling about sitting in that chair?
I feel very 2020, you know? It's a new thing. New year, new me. Sitting here.
Okay.
How do I look in this gym?
Suits you. I think you could get away with it long term.
Yeah, guys, so what's happening? 2020. Are people still saying Happy New Year, by the way?
Because people are going to be saying it for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, it's disgusting. Don't say it to me, especially if you know me. I don't want to hear Happy New Year. It's already the second. I'm done with it.
Oh. Yeah, you're over it.
Get on with it.
Still the same old and bully.
Get on with it. Get on with it. If you got your New Year's resolutions in year, but you're only making them now, too late.
Yesterday, my daughter said to me, "Mom, I haven't been sick once this year yet."
What does that even mean? Right? Yeah, is that where we are?
Yeah, you know, all the bad jokes, all the bad New Year jokes.
And Dory, what did you get up to with your daughter this?
What
do you call it? Festive season.
Festive season. You know, stationery shopping for school mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old's your daughter? Because most people don't know that you have a daughter, Dory.
Yeah, she's 12.
Oh,
going on 17.
Brutal. 12. What do 12-year-old girls like for Christmas? What did you? Did you have to get her a Christmas
gift? I had to buy her games for her phone. That's what she wanted.
You have to pay for those.
Yeah, the ones she likes, you have to pay for.
Is this like on the App Store or something?
Yep, that's what she wanted.
Oh wow.
Oh, that is brutal.
Which makes it easier because I mean it's easy to do that instead of going into a shop and you know looking for stuff. But
That is brutal.
Interesting.
Yeah, the kids of today. Hey?
I'm telling you, Dory. I'm telling you. I'm glad I don't have any kids. And what did you get up to? What else did you get up to?
It was a very short but good break.
Mm-hmm.
I did a social media fast from Christmas until yesterday, which was really great. I have to tell you, it was really good.
Talk to me.
Usually, I do it if we go away on holiday, like we go to the bush, you know, like. Mpumalanga or those kind of areas, and then you're like, oh, there's no signal anyway, and then you just like don't go on social media like, and it's all lovely. But this time I was in town and I was just like, no, I need a break. I need a break because I realized I was unconsciously just constantly going into Facebook and just scrolling automatically. And I was like, nah, this has to stop.
But you know, one thing I've realized is I don't know what was I doing before social media.
You see, I do because I'm older than both of you and I remember a lot of life before social media.
What were you doing? Because as soon as I'm bored, I take out my phone, I'm on Facebook, I go to Twitter, Instagram, back to Facebook, Twitter, you know? But I can't remember what was I doing.
That's a great
I don't remember what I was specifically doing. But I mean, like if I was, for example, going to be going somewhere where I was going to be waiting, I would always have a book in my bag. Always. I used to carry a book around with me. So if I was going to be, like say, at a doctor's waiting room, I'd have a book with me. Now you got your phone.
Yeah, very true.
You know?
You don't have to talk to annoying people.
But yeah, that is a good question. I think we have just become very reliant on it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of simple how I did it. All I did was, because Facebook's always been on my first screen, you know, my main screen on my phone.
Okay.
And you just like put the phone on and you automatically press it.
Yeah.
I moved it to a third screen.
Oh, you've done well.
So now I consciously have to swipe to get to it. And then in that process, I'm like, no, don't do this. Stop that.
Okay.
So it did the job.
Do you think it's like a longer process of hating yourself though? Because it's like, sorry, you know you shouldn't be doing this. And then by the time you get to the third screen, it's like you hate yourself so much that you're just going to...
No, I really enjoyed the break so much that I'm okay. I'm not going to go back at this stage.
So did you read a book? I mean, how did you replace...
I did. I read a book. I read an entire book over the over the holidays, which was amazing for me.
Yeah.
Did also watch a lot of series on Netflix.
Dari, you know what? I want to save that because you are a series watching machine. You are incredible.
Okay, we'll talk about series later. I did.
But that's a great point about the social media thing, because now that I think about it, what did teenage boys do before Instagram models? Like the whole time.
You tell us.
Ah, that's a good question.
Called magazines.
You know, too much risk of getting caught by your parents with the. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, you don't want that. Trust me.
Okay.
I'm letting you into the mind of a teenage. Men. Mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know what men did before Instagram models. Or what are they calling them now? I learned a term. Thoughts. Yeah. That's it. Hey? I'm like.
That hottie over there, right?
It's yeah. I believe it's that hoe over there.
Ah, well, let's clean it up. No, come on.
Sorry. Sorry if you're offended. If you are a. Feminist.
Or if you're offended, you shouldn't be listening to this show. Hectic stuff coming up.
If you're a feminist or you're woke or you are some virtue signaling person, I'm sorry, not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Pinky, talk to me about your holiday. You were in the flattest, if you don't live in South Africa, Pinky was in the flattest place in the world. Like pancake, flatter than that.
Listen, I was in Bloem for 3 days.
So not the entire time.
Yeah, 27th up until the, 24th up until the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to Cape Town, got back last night, and I had the time of my life.
Ooh, that sounds like there's stories there.
Goodness, yeah. Time of my life.
Ooh.
I'm back. I'm broke.
You're good.
I'm very broke, but I'm
welcome
happy.
To Broke January.
Tell me about Bloem. What happened there?
Oh, no, Bloem was good. So I went down on the 24th, right? Yeah, and I was telling you guys about the flight that I got, the very cheap
yes.
flight.
Yeah.
So I got to the airport early, went to the slow lounge, and I already started getting into the December mode, you know? Got to Bloem, my sister picked me up. We went home, just did some slight prep for Christmas. Then after that, we were out. Just there was some event happening in Bloem. And I think we came back at 6 a.m.
Holy smokes.
Ooh. Yeah. 6 a.m. we were back.
Who knew? Bloemfontein.
Yeah. And there's no time to sleep because now we had to cook. We were expecting 30 people.
Mm.
Yeah. So hectic. That was quite hectic. But most of my holiday was coming back at 6 a.m. if not 1 p.m.
So you basically completely screwed up your sleeping patterns.
I did.
Uh-huh.
But hold on. I did. I thought you got a promotion at home where you don't have to do the cooking and the dishes. Or is that not how it works?
So by me helping with the cooking is me basically instructing my niece and my little brother what to do.
Okay, so yeah. Cooking's a loose term. You were in and around the food.
Yep. So it was just one of those, do this, do that, put that there, you know?
Mm?
So, yeah.
She was managing the cooking.
Oh, okay.
She didn't touch the dishes.
No, admin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you players.
My mom tried to get me to do the dishes. When was it? Two nights ago? And I just looked at it. I'm like, no ways. I've paid my school fees for that. Hey? No ways.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, no, I had a good break, okay? Good break. I'm not rested.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really get any rest. Good but stuff. Yeah, this weekend I plan to catch up on some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And any husbands? Did you meet any potential husbands? I mean, these are important questions. Both of us are probably getting to that mark where it's important now. People are asking funny questions.
I don't know about husband. That's quite a strong word.
What term would you use?
Mr. Right Now.
Mr. Right Now sounds good.
Any potential candidates for 2020?
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see
how it goes.
Mm. And what about you, Mbolelo?
I realize, Dori, that I'm getting old. This Christmas or this festive period, I realized, I thought I was getting old. I am old. Mm-hmm. So I did nothing, absolutely nothing. And
we know that. Mbolelo was WhatsApping us on the 1st of December at 1 a.m.
I was with work, and that's how old I am now. New Year's to me is just another day. But I ended up watching Test cricket, which is
yeah,
highlight
how was that?
Of my holiday. This is when I knew I was old, Dori.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sulking that Test cricket doesn't last 5 days anymore. That's what I do now. So, do you know what I realized was what I'd make is actually a good granny. I'd be a really good granny because I'm old. I'm very.
So we can call you Gogo now.
And your outfits. Okay,
it all makes sense. It all fits together.
If anybody's looking for a renter, Granny, I'm available. I'm so boring. I realize this holiday is so boring. All I did was train a little bit. I went to the cricket. I whinged about how it didn't last 5 days. And that's pretty much all I did. Training.
Didn't you ran 250 kilometers?
I did not run 250 kilometers. I ended up running just under 200 in the holidays, though, overall.
I'll tell you, most days, Mbolelo's my exercise guru slash... drill sergeants. He motivates me. So like every couple of days, I'll get a message from Mbulelo going, I ran 6 kilometers. What are you doing today? Don't skip boxing. Don't skip yoga. Make sure you get to gym.
There it is.
Yeah. So I can tell you that most days he ran 6 kilometers. He would even send me the map to prove it.
Oh my goodness.
How about that? So on Christmas Day, by the way, because I was feeling quite lethargic, I ran to my Christmas lunch. So these are the exciting things when you get old.
It makes more sense to run back from the Christmas lunch.
Oh, no.
Back.
I had an unbelievably big lunch. It was supposed to be a 2-course meal. I went back for 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, so much gammon, and it was too good. I went to a friend's house.
We did the 10-course Christmas lunch meal. It was ridiculous.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it? Just gorging.
It was an insane day. And then we had the leftovers. We had to take leftovers because we went to my niece, who overcatered by a lot.
Yeah.
So she insisted that we all take leftovers. And I took, you know, when you take the paper plate and you pile it, you pile everything and then you cover it with the cling wrap.
Yeah.
2 of those home.
Oh,
basically ate Christmas leftovers until almost New Year's.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was really good. She really did an amazing job.
That's wild.
Like, amazing, amazing array of food.
You know what I figured? The secret with Christmas stuff, let's hold hands that I never get married, but if I do, mm-hmm. it'll always have to be at somebody else's house because the cleaning up.
Ooh. Oh, I've managed to never have it at our house.
Oh, my goodness.
Managed to avoid that.
Smart move.
Yeah. Well, you see, usually we go to either my sister-in-law
yeah.
and now my niece because they both have swimming pools. We do not have a swimming pool. You cannot offer a Christmas lunch house in the middle of December in Joburg without a swimming pool. Yeah.
People in the Northern Hemisphere, you don't understand this.
If you
ever move to South Africa, you've got to have a swimming pool. It was blazing. Well, it must be like 35 degrees.
It was hot.
So you don't have a swimming pool?
Nope.
Oh, that's a smart. And yourself? Do you have a pool at home?
No, I don't, eh?
And luckily your family lives far away. So
exactly.
You, yeah. So it's always going to be.
But they know that I'd never host a Christmas lunch.
Mm.
Yeah, no. It's just not for me.
Not even when you're older, perhaps?
Nope.
Yeah, not even with Mr. Right
Look,
now.
I was telling my sister, if I was to host anything, I'm ordering pizza.
And tell me something. So it's been one of the things that has been keeping me up at night was finding out how the new boyfriend is. Your sister's
keeping
new boyfriend.
Keeping you up? Like, what is this?
It's been thrilling because last year it was the Kosa guy who was awful.
And where do you get the term? When did I say I have a new boyfriend?
No, your
not
sister's
you.
One.
Your sister.
Oh,
yeah. Well, not everything's about you, Pinky.
Oh, funny enough, he was there.
Wait, the Kosa guy or the new guy?
Kosa guy.
From last year?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Are we rewinding?
Yeah, Ooh. But this time around, he wasn't there with the whole Eastern Cape. It was just him. So I'm going to give him... I'm happy with him about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
and... Yeah, I know. It was also quite a shock to me. I was like, oh, okay. We have Ayanda here, so... Look, he was
Second
quite helpful.
Chances.
Yeah. He was quite helpful. No, you're like, if we had to get something at the stores, he would go. If we had to go pick up someone, he would go, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy he was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is going to be a running theme because I want to keep updated about that after you slated him from last year.
I know.
So he's a redemption.
Yeah.
Redemption for the closer men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not necessarily you.
Oh. No. But remember, I flip-flop. So
yeah,
I'm
also sometimes.
Betty sometimes.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a little Betty. I saw some positive news about Khalima Mutlante. So it seems he's doing something positive. So feeling very Betty for this first week.
Yeah.
But if Sia Khaleesi comes back into the limelight or who's Miss South Africa, she's closer. So you know what I mean? You got like I said, I'm attracted to power. I don't really care about anything else. So if it feels right to be closer for now, you want to gravitate to that. If Khalima Mutlante saves children, I'll go back to Betty, you know? I don't want to be caught up in binaries. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what else happened? Did famous people do anything ridiculous? I mean, they have ridiculous lives.
Well, because I avoided social media, I completely avoided the news as well. So I have no idea what went on in the world until pretty much yesterday. I went and caught up some stuff. All of it was good.
But we'll get to that. And tell me about Cape Town. That must have been unbelievable. It's the most ridiculous place to go in December, by the way, if you're in South Africa.
Yeah, Flip. Look, Cape Town was fine. It was, I don't know, man. Like, so it's your usual December vibe, you know?
Camps Bay or?
So we were staying in Tiger Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been to Tiger Valley a lot. I was actually supposed to move there at one point in my life. But yeah, no, it was like a normal December. I didn't go to the beach. Well, I never really go to the beach. So it was more on going out, meeting up with friends, you know, going to events. Ooh, I went to the Black Coffee concert, Shimmy Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Oh, it was such a blast. Like, I had such a good time. Yep. And this friend of mine, he got us backstage passes.
Oh, wow. Ah.
So, that was one of the highlights of Cape Town. Like, I had a really great time. While he was playing, I was standing right behind him. And I'm like, my goodness, I can't believe this. And how he gets the crowd going, you know?
Yeah.
And different, like, it's all races. It's crazy. It's like your white, black, Indian, Chinese. It's literally everyone just, like, enjoying this man's music.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's one of my highlights.
And if you were there with your girlfriend or wife, you had to be careful because he might nab her.
Yeah.
Oh, is it too soon?
Way too soon.
Is it too soon? Oh, all right. Well, yeah, it happened. And
what did you do? What did you do for New Year's?
Absolutely. I was WhatsApping you at like.
Oh my gosh.
Apart from WhatsApping us at 1 a.m.
I tried to meet the group and I ended up leaving it.
Yes, Pinky apparently didn't leave us. She tried to mute us and made an accident because I'm going to assume alcohol was involved. I'm going to assume.
You know what? I accept Pinky for who she is, whatever her excuses are. But do you know one thing that I realized? So I turned down another wedding this year. So last year I turned down 3 weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Very unhappy brides. But I don't know if you heard before. I absolutely hate destination wedding. So I just want to say, I hope everybody has a good year. Because I'm not saying happy new year. It's the second already. Get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody must have a good year besides people that have destination weddings. Because if you have destination weddings, I want to tell you right now, I don't care who you are, you're a dickhead. You make anybody travel more than 2.5 hours from an airport, you are a dickhead. And I want you to know that. And I hope you have an unpleasant year.
Oh no, I have a wedding in Feb.
Where is it?
I think in Rehoboth or something.
How far is that from like Windhoek?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. Maybe an hour or
okay, two? That's okay. No, an hour. I can work with an hour. As long as I can get to an airport and be at your wedding. No. Any more than that, if you're a dickhead and you make me fly to Cape Town and then you make me drive 2.5 hours into the winelands and you're terrible. So I hope anybody who had a destination wedding this year.
Doey, what do you think about
this? I hope you
this?
Have a miserable
well,
year.
Well, okay, so I generally hate weddings, full stop.
Agreed.
I hate going to weddings.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Mostly just a terrible, I mean, I mostly have a terrible time, probably because I don't drink to excess. But one of the best weddings I ever went to was a destination wedding. It was one of my very, very good friends. And we're talking about a serious destination. He got married in Ireland.
Wow.
But here's where it gets good, right? He got married in Ireland, in the Irish countryside, in a castle, booked out the entire castle for all the guests to stay in overnight.
Holy smokes.
So, I mean, do you say no to that?
How far is that from, like, but from major airport, like Limerick or...
So, we went through Dublin, and then from Dublin, I think it was about a 3-hour drive.
God, no. What's your friend's name?
Andrew.
Andrew, I hope you have a terrible year.
No. This was many years ago, and it was actually amazing. It was one of the best weddings I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, we stayed in a castle in the Irish countryside. When are you ever going to get an opportunity to do that? Mm. It was actually the same castle that Paul McCartney got married in.
Oh, which wedding? I mean, Paul McCartney's been married like 18 times.
I think it was one of the more recent ones. He did it after my friend. He got the idea from my friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Beatles lead singer takes idea from Andrew. Andrew, claim it. Yeah, he's like a full-on sugar daddy, right? He's had a few cracking-looking wives.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a Beatle.
Yeah, that's fair. But he's
pretty much a claim to fame.
Well, who was his second wife? She was particularly good-looking. I forget what her name is.
I don't know in order. There's been Linda.
Yes,
been...
Linda was the first one, huh?
There's been Heather. Heather was the one without the leg.
Okay.
Heather Mulls, I think her name was.
I think the second one was the best looking. If anybody does know, send us a WhatsApp. And,
we could Google, but we're lazy.
Nah, we get people to WhatsApp.
Oh, no, I'm Googling it.
Yeah.
Okay, Pinky's on the case.
Paul McCartney had one in particular cracking looking wife, and I'm very happy for him.
Mm.
One of the best songwriters of all time, Dory?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I love the Beatles, and one of my favorite Beatles songs was by him. Most of my favorite Beatles songs were actually George Harrison songs.
So let me stop you there, Dory. If people don't know, Dory, so one of the happiest moments of my life being at Cliff Central has been, I can't remember, I think it was Depeche Mode when I said it and you responded positively, but Dory is a music encyclopedia, particularly the 80s. Mm. So one of the happiest things was when you responded positively to a band I liked. That made me very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to punt the 80s show, Dory. Hey, more people need to listen to that. But Dory and Paolo, but Dory in particular, music aficionado. Hey,
as much as I used to be, but you know, it is a thing.
Well, compared to me, Dory.
That's why I stick with the 80s, because that stuff I remember. The new stuff today, eh.
Yeah. And tell me, were there any amazing New Year's parties? Because old people like me, as you know, Pinky has said it enough times that I was WhatsApping about work.
Well, I probably had the oldest lady New Year's ever.
Oh, let's hear it.
I stayed at home alone with my cat.
Oh, that is, wow. You got to be
beat
careful.
That. Beat that. Beat that for an old lady New Year's.
That's, how many cats?
One cat.
Okay.
So here's the story. We adopted this cat in March this year, and she's very skittish, very jumpy, likes to hide under the bed and in the cupboard. During a storm, she like loses her mind. Aww. So I thought, there's no way in hell I'm leaving her alone on New Year's Eve. Not a chance, because there's going to be fireworks, and I'm just, and she tends to jump over our wall. So it's like, mm-mm, not going to do that. And then the plan was that my husband and child were going to stay with me, and then at the last minute, they decided to go off to sister for a bribe. And of course, I was like, should I go? Should I, like, I could leave the cat. I could lock her in the house. And then I was like, no, you know, I just, the thought of actually having a night to myself with my cat,
yeah,
binge watching Netflix, bliss. Don't. Bliss. That was my night.
I thought I was a granny.
No, but I'm allowed to be a granny. I'm old.
Oh, yeah. And you've got a daughter.
Yes.
Okay. I've got no reason. By the way, I've got no reason to be a granny.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that I realized, one of my favorite things about New Year's was just getting up for a cup of green tea. How old does that make me sound?
Okay, you win.
Is this like ridiculous?
I'm sorry. That's worse than staying home alone with a cat.
I took such great pleasure in that.
What time did you get up to have green tea?
Wow, trained. So like 5.
Okay.
Yeah, green tea, and it was probably the happiest thing I did.
So that's the first thing you consumed this year.
It's the best thing I did on the 6th. Binky's face, if you could see her now, absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't at Shimmy Beach hoping to get Black Coffee's number. No, I was not. And so Joburg was super quiet, which was very, very cool.
I have to say, even my neighborhood, I mean, there were some parts of the neighborhood that had very loud fireworks and stuff, but my particular section was relatively chilled. We have neighbors who tend to have incredibly loud parties most weekends.
Oh, yeah?
They actually like serious party house. So I thought, oh my God, they're going to go so large on New Year's. They were so chilled. Their music was very soft. You could barely hear it. Heard a bit of shouting and stuff like that. There were some fireworks, but they were manageable. Cat was fine. Me and the cat, we were good.
And what do you think of fireworks? Because that's contentious. Hey?
Don't even get me started.
Really? I'm out on fireworks. Like, why do you need fireworks?
Well, because I am a pet owner. So
no, I
very
agree.
Anti. Mm. Very no. Anti.
But besides the pet thing, like, unless you have a license and you're doing it somewhere far away.
I mean, it's all pretty and everything, but I just, yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. You don't need fireworks. Pinky, what do you say?
Oh man, I don't care.
She has no opinion on this.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Light them, don't light them.
I don't even know when last did I see fireworks. Probably like, what?
What did you do for New Year's? Were there not fireworks where you were?
No. So we were in Seapoint. This one of my sister's friends rented out an apartment in Seapoint. Goodness, the view.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was amazing. So my mom was there, my sister was there, the kids were there, my sister's friends. You know, it was just a lot of us and. There weren't any fireworks. Literally, like, zero fireworks.
Wow.
And imagine, you still managed to have a good New Year's,
yeah,
right?
We had a really good New Year's.
It was Seapoint, eh?
Yeah.
Although Seapoint, I lived there. So I lived in Cape Town for a couple of years. Seapoint.
Of course, you've lived everywhere.
I have. I have lived everywhere. I lived on the moon for 6 months. So Seapoint is maybe the world's most conservative place ever, though. So some of the work I do is, like, I work in lifestyle events. So a big marathon in Cape Town, and the people in Seapoint for 3 hours cannot handle the noise of a marathon. They complain about
marathon.
I kid you not. I kid you not. We had to, so this event had to bring in what do you call these officials with a decibel meter, because the people in Seapoint at 9 o'clock on a Sunday, how dare you. Oh no, people in Seapoint, you are so. Two people that are actually, I don't mind if you have a mediocre to terrible year. Destination people wedding and the people in Seapoint. You're terrible. Terrible, the lot of you. Anything exciting? Anything else you want to tell me about? Dory?
Not at this stage, eh?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
We're going to get into some news soon.
Yeah, we'll get into some news and some music just after a little bit of music. Mm. One thing I'm looking forward to, I think we'll talk a little bit about this later, but I had to get it out. I'm looking forward to disappointing my mother again for another decade, because it's the new decade, and I thought we'd save it for maybe when Gareth's back on the 6th, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to disappointing my mother, because I think she thinks some woman will wear me down and she'll have grandkids pretty soon. She's done the whole retirement thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she's
Mom,
so
I look
optimistic, eh?
Mom, I look forward to disappointing you for another 10 years. It has been a pleasure.
Do you have siblings who would be able to do the grandkids?
I've got a sister who is apparently the magic, the voodoo of science says she's going to have twins. So I think I might be out of jail.
Okay.
Because there's twins, I think, on both.
As long as one of the kids, you know, provides grandkids, I think you're okay.
But Dory, you know how it is. I come from a very traditional family. Mm-hmm. So it's because I carry the name. Yeah. And I'm the only son. So, yeah. So anyway, point being, I'm looking forward to one of the things that's going to keep me getting up every morning is disappointing my mother for the next 10 years.
I think that's a bit mean.
Well, she'll be strong. You know, you got to give her something to live for. So she'll always be going, when are you going to have a wife? When are you going to have kids? Mom, I look forward to another disappointing 10 years and I absolutely love you. But I look forward to that, Dory. So I just thought I'd share. I thought I'd open my heart to you guys. What do you think of that, Binky?
Again, Budelo, I don't care.
So you don't care whether I have kids or not?
Look, it's really up to you. I'm going to have kids eventually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so if you have them, you don't. It's whatever.
Do you know who's single?
Do I know who is single?
Yeah.
Who?
Black Coffee.
Not yet, Mbulele. Come on. The man is not even divorced yet.
Oh, I like that. You see, yet, Dory.
Yeah.
So.
I know, she's just hanging, waiting in the wings backstage.
So, Pinky, one of the things, I think three themes that I'm going to be following and people can follow with us this year, cannot wait to follow, is the Xhosa guy still in the mix in Pinky's family. So I'll be following that closely. I'll keep you guys updated. Secondly, we have a possible Chinese marriage for Pinky happening over the next 12 to 18 months. Possible. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that. And see if we can then hook you up with Black Coffee. How about that?
No.
Yes.
No.
Come on, let's do it.
I'm just surprised. How did we get from me enjoying this event to now be you trying to hook me up with Black Coffee?
It's already 2020 now. I told you we're done. We're rolling now, right, Dory? Like we're in the year. We got to get things going. And I think you know, a beautiful lady like,
I don't know why he's trying to marry you off.
Yeah, like I don't understand.
I mean we're not allowed to marry him off, but he wants to marry you off.
No. This isn't about me. This is about Pinky. We'll get to me and my repressed emotions. But Pinky's out there. She's open. She said Black Coffee was awesome. Got the people going. Got you going. You can be married to the guy. And imagine we could get tickets. Story. Imagine.
Yeah,
we're going to Ibiza all the time. He's resident in Ibiza now. Ugh. So Dory, we got some great music, and we'll be back in a little bit. I'm looking forward to. Oh, Dory, Dory sent me some unbelievable music, a music aficionado. Listen to this. It's one of my favorite songs. So we're going to be back on the other side of this one. The Smiths. Absolutely love it.
I don't think you could get away with making that song these days.
Not in Wokeville 2020, Dory. No chance whatsoever.
I do love that you have also a love of like British indie like I do. We have a lot of music taste in common, you and I.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah.
We do. I think it's shaped by when I was trying to become a bigger boy, not a man, I lived in the UK and it was very, very influential. So, yeah. No, happy Mondays.
Yeah.
We'll have to chat about
Stone
that.
Roses.
Oh, come on, Dory. Come on. But the Smiths, some girls are bigger than others. That is not happening in 2020.
No.
So some feminists.
Morrissey's somewhere. Not happening in 2020. He's lost his mind.
He's gone full right wing, though.
Full right wing.
Yeah.
It's actually insane. Like the last person you would have expected. The man who wrote Meet His Murder.
Hey.
Now, like being a right wing arsehole.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah. So he's, some girls bigger than others, not going to happen in Wokeville. Feminists right now. Going berserk.
And before that, you played one of your favorites, which I didn't actually know.
I'll tell you what, Swordfish Hot Kiss Night, right? I saw these guys at the O2 a couple of years ago. Very, very lucky. An Australian band, right? I've lost their...
Empire of the Sun.
Mm. Probably one of the greatest live acts you've ever seen. So they go full like glam.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, obviously modern. From I think 2000 they were.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable show. So full glam show, but... unbelievable. And I love synth pop, you know.
Yeah.
So synth pop is probably that, and British rap music probably my favorite music. So, yeah. And before that though, Delight.
Yeah.
Hey Dory,
one of my favorite 90s songs.
Oh
dance floor classic.
Embraces everything about like 90s Brit like kind of
that disco, lumo.
Yeah and they were going wild. They had like whether you like it or not, like an ecstasy outbreak. So they're the 90s in Britain were just like unbelievable. If you haven't seen any of the documentaries about that, so Delight, unbelievable. Mm. Pinky, what do you think of the music, man?
Different, eh? Different to what I listen to.
Yeah,
I'm always willing to, you know, mm-hmm. get new music. Yeah.
I hate to go on about it, but you know who's a great musician? Mm-hmm. Black Coffee. Anyway.
Gosh. Didn't see that running gag coming.
You didn't see it, huh?
Yeah. So, guys, I'm sorry I'm so tired today.
Dory, you were saying, hey, you're just about falling asleep at the desk here. To take us through it. What happened?
You know when you, like, try very hard to get an early night because you know you got an early morning?
Sure.
And then the world conspires against you. That, I felt like there was a conspiracy against me last night to have sleep. I got into bed at like 10:30, which is early for me. Mm-hmm. Thinking, cool, switch off the light. Next thing, there's a Christmas beetle. Guys, if there's a Christmas beetle in your room, do you know that there's no sleep?
Is that
open? Noise, that yeah. noise. And then you switch the light on, can't see it anyway. Can't find it. Because I would be happy to find it and take it out. Could not find it anyway. Eventually, I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm just going to like put the duvet over your head and just try and ignore
it. Yeah, yeah.
Try to get back to sleep. As I doze off, there's this commotion in my room. I'm like, what is going on? Apologies in advance, Pinky. I know that this will upset you.
No.
My cat brought a mouse in. My cat brought a mouse into my bedroom.
Yeah.
And then it promptly ran behind my dressing table. That does not stop the cat.
Oh, wow.
The cat just scratched and scratched at the dressing table, was determined. And you can't throw the cat out the room because then it's just going to scratch at the door because it wants that mouse. It doesn't. And of course, I can't get the mouse. It's behind the dressing table.
Is the mouse dead now?
No, the mouse is alive.
Oh, okay.
My cat doesn't kill things. She likes to play with them. She doesn't kill and eat.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to play. And then we usually just try and take whatever she has brought in away. Eventually, I'm like, no, I can't do this anymore. So I take my pillow and my blanket and I'm like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch in the lounge because I need to get some sleep and this is not happening.
Oh, no.
Go to the lounge and I'm lying there and I'm hearing. I'm like, what is that noise? I'm thinking there's no clock in here. Sure. Why am I hearing a ticking noise? I search the entire lounge, can't figure out what it is. Eventually realize it had just rained and there was a drip just by my... You know, like the drain pipe just outside the lounge window?
Oh, my God.
Dripping. Drip, drip, drip. I was like, no.
This is brutal.
This was my... By now, it's like 12:30. And I'm like, I need to get to sleep.
Oh, no. Okay?
Then my husband got a stomach ache.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And he was like moaning with pain. And eventually I said, just go and take something. So he went and he took some medicine, but it didn't help. And he was like lying there tossing and turning and moaning and... Eventually, he was like, okay, I'm going to get up because
But hold on. Did he come join you on the couch?
No. I went back to bed. I went back to bed because I can't sleep with the tick, 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 tick. So I tried to go back to bed.
And where's the mouse?
The mouse was still there, but then the cat had like calmed down. So I thought, no, I'm going to go back to bed.
Oh, my gracious.
And then, eventually he got up. And then no matter what, even with the Christmas beetle and the cat, I just passed out eventually. But I have not had a lot of sleep.
Oh.
And it's like all these things never usually happen except for the one night where I want to get an early night.
So can I propose some solutions to your problems?
No, I don't want to hear the owl thing.
Okay, so...
Do not say the owl word.
For the cat. Okay, so you already know the solution
and
for that.
We've had this discussion.
The husband thing, you could get you could get a good lawyer, just get a divorce, and then you don't have a sick husband.
Husband.
Listen, I like solution-based things, but that sounds awful. There's nothing worse than not getting a good night's sleep.
Mm. And for such stupid reasons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dory, I'm so sorry about that. So how many hours of sleep did you get in then?
Sure.
Probably like 3 probably hours.
Probably around 3, yeah.
I'm grumpy with anything under 6. Grumpy. Mm. Like full
no,
on.
Me as well. I can function at 5, but not well. But anything under that, I'm a disaster.
I spent like the whole of 2019 with under 6 hours of sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Studying.
Yeah,
so.
You were becoming...
So now you're going to catch up your sleep?
I don't think so because I'm planning on studying something again. Else. Yeah.
What are you going to study?
You're such a sadist. I mean, a masochist, not a sadist.
A little Freudian slip.
Maybe a little bit of a sadist.
Yeah, there we go. We're all getting to know each other and what we think of each other.
So, I'm thinking of writing the conveyancing exam.
Mm. Okay.
So, there's one coming up in February. No, yeah, February. February and March, 2 exams. And alternatively, the second half of the year. So yeah, I'll make that decision sometime this week.
So let's discuss the fact that you're doing all this lawyery stuff, mm-hmm. but you're not necessarily going to lawyer when you're done.
I don't know.
Thought about it. You want to have that option.
Yeah, maybe I might just lawyer up, you know, just a bit of both.
Let's look, it's good to have the skills, you know. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Mm. Plus, I don't know how traditional you are, but it's taking your lawyer value up.
For black coffee.
For black, and I mean, black coffee's got the money, right? Mm-hmm. So... No, this is smart. You see, no, don't let Pinky fool you, guys.
This is why I leave the group.
Oh, man, should we get some news, Hedron?
Let's get into some news.
All right. Well, why don't you, what do you want to tell me, Dory?
When I was looking for stuff to talk about, mm-hmm. I was like, no, we've got to keep it light. But guys, we've got to talk about the Melville shooting. I mean, crazy. What on earth? We do not live in a country where mass shootings happen. I know this was definitely like a personal thing that had happened. I think there had been some personal disagreement. Mm. But I do not like that this has happened.
So tell us what happened.
In any way whatsoever. So there was New Year's stuff happening mm-hmm. in Melville. Mm-hmm. I don't have the story in front of me. I'm going from memory, hey?
Once you go, I think you've spoken about the restaurant. It's Puppies.
Mm. Puppies I haven't restaurant. Spoken about it, no.
Oh, it wasn't you. Okay, no. I think somebody spoke about it on the show.
But I'll tell you, I was in Melville. When was I in Melville? On Monday, because I have a friend visiting from overseas and he's staying there. And I drove right past it.
Mm. Yeah, no, I've been there many times, yeah.
Yeah. And some people were, and apparently there was some sort of disagreement between some people, and then one of the parties got into their car, drove past, and just shot into the crowd.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now three people have died. Mm. And there's like a few more who are like seriously injured. And it's like, no, guys. No. This is not where we live.
It's tragic. I mean, it's one of our most famous, probably one of South Africa's most famous streets. I mean, we even had a whole television show made on the street, 7th Delon, but 7th Avenue, right? So this is just unbelievable. This is like hit-style shooting at one of South Africa's biggest tourist draw
cards. I mean, they really have to catch these guys.
This is...
So, I don't know.
What's the likelihood, though, eh?
You know?
Yeah, something
maybe
like
somebody
this.
Saw the car, or I don't know.
Oh, man, yeah. So sources are saying...
So we do have to, yeah.
We thought there was two people dead. Sources are saying three people possibly dead. That is what the kids are calling hectic, Dory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got for me?
What else is there?
Yvonne Chaka Chaka, right?
Oh, no, that was funny, guys.
Hilarious.
I mean, really.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen it,
go. We love Yvonne. She's a friend of the show. She's a friend of Cliff Central. And when I saw the, as I said, I did the social media fast. So when I went back onto Twitter, the first thing that came up was this video of Yvonne saying, guys.
I'm okay.
In fact, the first thing I saw was her tweet holding a business class air ticket going, they do not send you on business class when they deport you. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on with the story?
Let me see if we can find her Twitter clip. But it's absolutely hilarious. She's like, everyone's worried. My husband. I'm like, Yvonne.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't like in the thick of the news. But then all of a sudden, somehow there was a story about how Yvonne was supposed to play at this concert in, where was it again?
Uganda.
Uganda. Kampala. And, suddenly, for some reason, she was then deported from the country. And there was very little information around that story.
Well, Dory.
It looks like she had the wrong visa.
Well, let's hear. Let's
that's the story.
Yeah.
But who knows?
And I mean, I think that's the case because I've actually seen this happen a lot of times. People just applying for the travel visa.
No, absolutely. And then they don't want to, like, you know, show that they're going to be playing favorites with anyone. Nobody gets special treatment, blah, 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 etc. But then somehow the way the media got hold of it and was like she was deported.
Yeah.
What a strong word.
No, that's... well, look, let's hear what the Ugandan police force had to say.
...activity within the country, including musical concerts and all forms of musical entertainment. Now, this was essentially done... by our officials to help maintain the integrity of our immigration rules for all visitors to our country, including foreign musicians. We are hopeful that in the future, Ms. Muhinga Ntobizodwa Yvonne, known as Chaka Chaka, will once again visit our country, Uganda, when she applies for the right visa.
So that's what they had to say, right?
Wow, but, that guy sounds like he got less sleep than me last night.
No, he looks ridiculous. He could be a dictator from the city.
I've been to Uganda, and they are quite strict, eh?
Yeah.
To the point where I changed my hairstyle, And this lady was thoroughly like asking questions.
What, you
like,
didn't match your passport picture?
Yes, like even the visa picture. They're like, no, but is this you? Why do you look like this here? Why is this like this, you know? And look, I was actually...
Immigration people just like to, you know, mess with
you. No, but you're Uganda's special.
Yeah, okay. Uganda's something else.
They got CDM, yeah.
And I mean, from the moment I walked in, like everything was just an issue. I had a jacket. I had to like look at it, like check in the pockets, see if there's any inside pockets. And I was just like, oh, wow, it's quite hectic.
Yeah. No, super conservative country. One of the very few, I think, I stand to be corrected, that still homosexuality is illegal there. So Ugandans love Uganda, but they do not muck about.
But here's my question. So in Yvonne's video explaining what had happened.
Should we hear it, Dory?
Let's have a listen.
Here we go. Here's Mama Yvonne telling everybody who cares.
Hello, this is me. Just want to set the record straight. As you can see, I am here. All is well. Desire, as they call you, I just want to say I love you. Thank you very much. I took a decision not to appear this evening at Nkuka because there were just too many things that I could not understand or explain. If somebody had explained to me, I really would have understood. But not deported, not arrested, not captured. Everything is fine. Everything is in order. I know my country is worried. My people are worried. My husband's worried. Everybody is worried. But I am fine. I am fine. Look, this is me.
Yvonne, I just want to say not everybody's worried. I couldn't care. But
but here's the question. What couldn't she understand or explain?
I don't know. And she's such a smart woman.
Like, that's like...
She's such a smart woman.
It's to me, there's a bit of a mystery there. This sounds like more than just, I don't think
it's that. I think she doesn't want to admit that she got the wrong visa. It's probably too embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I mean, now she's added some mystery.
And I mean,
there's no mystery to it. The mystery is that she didn't get the right visa.
All right.
It's too embarrassed to just admit.
Strong words from Pinky there.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. She got the wrong visa.
Let's move on. She got the wrong visa.
Pinky's having none of it. All right. Well, Yvonne. And such a smart woman. I mean, when you think of Africa, you think of her and Miriam Makeba. Or I do anyway. I shouldn't speak for everybody. I'm sorry for any woke kids who are offended there that I got into your safe space.
Triggered.
Hashtag traums, you guys. Yeah. I'm so traums right now. All right, so let's hear what old I am overweight Cyril Ramaphosa has to say for 2020. Dory, what did you
say? I didn't read it.
Oh, yeah, but it's...
You know, I saw that there was a New Year message. I was like, I don't care. I don't care what he has to say. I never listen when they speak. They don't say a word of truth anyway. I have no idea what he had to say. You tell me what it is.
Yeah, I had a look. So he didn't speak about wet coal, so that's fine. Basically, it's a whole lot of PR mumbo jumbo. A few financial targets. Each day, we draw closer to our target of $1.2 trillion in new investment in the factories, mines, refineries, shops that'll drive our economic renewal. Bloody blah. So it's basically some fat rich guy trying to tell us that he's going to get more fat and rich.
While everybody else doesn't.
Absolutely. And he's the president. So don't love... I don't love politicians. Don't love Cyril anyway. But anyway, I guess the charade must go on. And yet South Africans... they must endure the hardships, right? While he is grossly
obese. Okay, so if anybody does have any comments about our president's 2020 New Year message, let us know. But I personally just didn't have the energy to read it.
He fills me with no hope, Cyril. He's just like, you know, he's... The problem is, you know what? We had Nelson Mandela. I think that set the bar too high for everybody. And it's been a bunch of decades since then.
Mm.
All right, Dory.
Yeah.
So that's nice. This guy, Alex Jones, by the way.
Dude.
Anybody who doesn't know who Alex Jones is, maybe you can go and check out his YouTube.
I don't think you can. He's been removed from YouTube.
But he's back on a few other platforms.
He's probably somewhere on the internet.
He's wild. I think you know who Alex Jones is.
No, I don't.
So he's this mad conspiracy theorist, right? So he says like certain things aren't real that happened shooting. So in this particular case, he's been ordered to pay Dory about $100,000 in the Sandy Hook case. So if you don't know what that is.
Yeah, so the Sandy Hook case was when there was a shooting at, they call it an elementary school I think so. So when young kids were shot in a mass shooting, they were like, you know, under the age of 10, 6-7 year olds kind of thing. It was the most horrific story. In fact, when that happened, I said to myself, if there's no change in the gun legislation after this, there's never going to be. Because if this does not, you know what I mean, like galvanize somebody into action, that's the end.
Oh, Americans love their guns, don't they?
Too much.
Jesus, man.
Too much.
Anyway.
But yeah, so basically when that Sandy Hook shooting came out, Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist extraordinaire, was like, no, it was all a lie. It didn't actually happen. The parents who were crying on TV over the, killed children
yeah.
were actors who were hired by the anti-gun lobbies, and it was none of it was real. And now a court has said to him, basically, you're an asshole, you're going to pay money.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically, you're going to cover the legal fees of the parents who took, who brought the case against him. And yeah, so, sorry, Mr. Jones, but it won't stop him.
No, no, he's a lunatic. He's,
I mean, he's been removed from YouTube now because they're like, no, we cannot have this lunatic on our platform.
He's a nutcase. He's I mean, there's conspiracy theory, and then there's this guy, Pinky. You gotta check this guy out. He's nuts. If you haven't seen Alex Jones, just, I don't even want to talk about him. He's an absolute nut job. And nut job. All right, Sydney Mayor defends New Year's fireworks display there, Dory. What do you have to say?
So back
then?
To the fireworks thing. But the thing with the Sydney story is Australia's burning. Like, the whole country is just burning down with fires. So a lot of the major cities had cancelled their fireworks celebration. First of all, because, well, the place is burning down. So, you know, people don't feel very celebratory, right?
Sure.
But also, the budget that was going to go into these fireworks displays needed to be put into the firefighting, like, attempts. And the Sydney mayor was like, nope, people need something good and positive. We're going to carry on. And it caused a big controversy.
$91 million US dollars, right? My favorite part is her justification of why it had to go ahead.
Because they'd put so much money in already.
Many people have flown in and paid for hotels and restaurants. Can't do an Aussie accent. Traveling from all over the world to be here tonight, New Year's Eve. It generates $91 million for New South Wales' economy, power, tourism. I mean, are you being ridiculous? Your country's on fire and you can't look beyond the money. Mental. Politicians, dickheads, the lot of them. I don't know. But Pinky, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Australia's up in flames. Alrighty, the most conservative place on planet Earth.
This story was funny.
Let me tell you something about Alabama, right? I mean, yeah. It's yeah.
Let me guess, you've lived there.
I have not lived in Alabama. I have been there, but I've not lived there. But do you know mixed race marriages in Alabama, and you can YouTube this or Google it, only became legal in 2001? Alabama is the most ridiculous place. So obviously, of course, the bedrock of what we know as modern day slavery, one of the absolute bedrocks of the cotton picking fields, Alabama, ridiculous place. Dory, tell me about it.
So there was just, it was kind of funny. There was a picture that went viral that the Alabama police posted. Oh, it's just so ridiculous. So basically, these cops got, you know, the cardboard posters that homeless people, what do we call them, rough sleepers now, rough sleepers will hold up saying, please help, no job, blah, 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 etc. They basically got a hold of a bunch of them and somehow patched them together and then held them up. And the tweet says, and it's actually a Facebook post, want to wish everybody in 4th Precinct a Merry Christmas, especially our captain. Hope you enjoy our homeless quilt. Sincerely, Panhandler Patrol. So, A, there is a Panhandler Patrol. There are people who are going out there messing with the homeless in the first place.
Like, that's their gig.
Yeah. And then they decide to do this and, like, make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not in Work City.
That did not go down very well at all.
Not in 2020, when people are out there with their fists in the air and woke, damn it.
Yeah, but I mean, it is pretty crappy what they did. It really is.
Yeah, like people on the street, and you need to like oppress them more. Eduardo Romero, for those who'd like to take a look at that, is the guy who posted it. And there's been calls for actually these guys to get fired, which I think, whew, that's...
It's probably not going to happen.
That's hectic. I think, listen, things like this, you know, we're so quick. And Pinky, you could probably comment on this as you are now, we are lawyer. We're so obsessed with being punitive now. You know, this is a teaching moment. Like,
it is a teaching. I think that they should rather go and, like, maybe go and, you know, like, help out with the homeless and do some, you know, community work there and figure out and see that, see what lives these people actually have to live. That would be a better punishment.
That's the upside.
Yeah. So you want that sort of kind of what the Xhosa guy got it in Pinky's family. You do want that redemption, that chance for people to come back. Not everything should be punitive, right? Yeah, so, alrighty. So is that all of the news in the world?
Well, there was, going back to the wedding thing, there was that big wedding that happened over the festive.
Talk to me.
I haven't watched it. I don't care. As I said, I'm not interested in weddings. And this was just such a, everybody jumping, all the brands jumping on board, trying to get their moment in the sun.
Sure.
So I just was like, I don't want to watch a wedding of people I don't know. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the whole KFC proposal thing. The wedding eventually happened. There's a video.
Yeah.
The video I saw, it's like, I don't know, nearly an hour long or something. There's no way in hell I'm watching it. But it's like, it's...
37 minutes,
guys. I think it's...
37
No, I'm not brutal. Watching 37 minutes of anyone's wedding.
I don't want to be
not even my own.
Do you know I've always said with weddings, right, is if anyone's lunatic enough to marry me one day, is we're in the courthouse and she's back in the lunch meeting at work after we're done signing.
Well, that
the
sounds more or less like what I did.
No, boom.
We went to Home Affairs and I went to work afterwards.
Having said that,
did have a big party that weekend though. But it was just a party. Just a big party. There were, you know, there was a couple of really funny speeches and everyone just ate and danced and had fun.
Think you have a dream wedding?
Let's see how things go. I don't really have anything in mind.
You don't really care.
We'll have to see what black coffee wants.
Eh? Oh, wait.
It'll be second time around.
I should Dory ask him, actually.
Has maybe you should message him. Nailed it. Dory has nailed it. Black coffee will decide. Let's not talk sport because that's very boring. And we'll talk a little bit of sport just now. Dory, should we get into some more music? Eh?
Yes. What have we got lined up?
Let's see what we got going here. Portugal the Man and, a little... Little Ragu from, Kings of Leon. Yeah, we got some good stuff coming. So we'll be back on the other side of this. Kings of Leon, classic that. Dory.
That's where we differ, hey?
Ragu. You don't like Kings of Leon, hey?
No.
Oh, they went radio, but I absolutely love their old stuff. So Dory is out. My music aficionado is out on Kings of Leon. Sorry, guys, you don't get the Dory stamp.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, a classic.
Yeah.
Hey, LCD.
LCD Sound System.
Oh, come on. Hey.
You love synth pop?
Oh, come on.
They're the kings of synth pop, apart from like New Order.
Yeah. No, don't mess with New Order. But I thought that was like an 80s track. They got such a cool sound.
I know. It's from 2010. Can we believe it?
World Cup.
Yeah.
When all the corruption was happening in South Africa, their LCD Sound System were releasing a banger, an absolute banger. And before that, one for the kids. Hey. Dory, but you like it?
I love it. It was my song of the year 2018.
Portugal the Man.
Mm-hmm.
Feel It Still.
Yeah.
Love that one. Hey, Pinky, a little bit of LCD Sound System for you?
Sounds good, hey? Like I said, it's new music to me. But I could listen to it.
Can you get with it?
We're in here with you guys.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise not.
But
that's where it ends.
You think your reputation would take a hit on the streets?
I know, my reputation's fine.
You're going to bring us some of your songs for tomorrow, hey?
You're
going to give us the Pinky stuff.
I'll get some Pinky stuff.
Pinky doesn't want us to know who she is. You know, you must reveal yourself to us. Open up to us.
No, I think you want me
it's
to reveal myself to you.
Safe space.
Dory knows me.
It's a safe space. So, listen, Dory, we're going to get into some sport.
Okay, we'll pretend to be interested.
Yeah, do your best, guys.
We'll try.
So like I said, I spent my holiday 26th Boxing Day Test, a tradition, of course, across the world. That world being South Africa and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing Day Test, I went to Centurion. So I thought Centurion was the height of being Afrikaans, but turns out I'm wrong. I was chatting to a few friends, but it gets really Afrikaans in Centurion, which is cool. Whatever, you know, been away for a while. But yeah, got very Afrikaans there and had a good time. Afrikaans guys are huge, man. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
Man, those guys are. They built different.
They built big.
Born while meat was cheap, as they say. But the cricket, South Africa absolutely whipped the Poms. But as I said, I was whinging a little bit earlier because I'm old and I love Test cricket. So I only watch Test cricket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one, for those who don't know, that's the one that takes 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, what is Test cricket?
Yeah. So Test cricket is the one where they wear white kits and, you know.
You got to go for 5 days.
5 days.
It sounds like torture to me.
And imagine they're playing 4 games. Hey? So that's 20 days of Test cricket scheduled. And probably my favorite part of going to the cricket besides South Africa winning was the Poms are looking red, Dory. Like just being punished by the sun.
Yeah, you see, this is why I don't like it. Because you see, I'm very pale. I also have Pom ancestry.
Yeah.
I cannot go in the sun. And I hate being too hot, which is why it's a problem for me these days. I need to go live in a cold climate. But yeah.
Being in the
heat and watching cricket, I can't think of anything
worse. I don't mind going. I've went with a couple of friends before, but it was just because they're my friends and we're doing more talking than actually watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and drinking, right?
Yeah, and drinking.
It's a drinking thing.
Yeah, that's what
I've once watched cricket. A friend of mine used to play. And he said, come and watch me play. And I was like, all right. And I have no idea. I don't know how the game works. Mm. I mean, I know in basics of how it works. Mm. But I...
The four, the six.
It's just like torture. Just torture to watch that. I can watch a soccer game.
Yeah.
I can watch... In fact, I have been to a few live soccer games.
Yeah.
Especially during the World Cup and all that. But I mean, even outside of that.
Yeah, sure.
Been to AFCON.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You with it, Tori.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But cricket, oh no, leave me out.
So I said it before on a show, but we'll talk about it again. But expect, when is it? September. How long do babies take to go from womb to human? 9 months, huh?
Approximately.
So what's that, September?
Yeah.
Expect some mixed race babies because there is nothing European men like more than the chocolate ladies.
Really, hey?
Plenty of them. The Barmy Army are here full force. So, mm-hmm. And they're here for a while. Like I said, 4 tests. So around September, start making room for those cute little, what do they call them? Mocha.
Mocha.
Mocha kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Caramel yeah. kids.
That's it. Caramel looking kids. So good for nation building, Dory. You see the Poms, they're going to get together. Craig, I know, Ritapile, they're going to get together.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket, winning.
What is that? Rita what?
Ritapile.
Ritapile.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's Ritapile again.
Okay.
Or is it? I don't know. I don't know what her name is. She's not even real. Anyway. So then there was football last night. So if you support Chelsea like me, nightmare. Absolute nightmare. They drew to Brighton. So I've been really...
Brighton?
Yeah, no.
I've never heard of Brighton. Yeah. I mean, I know the place. Yeah. But I've never heard that they had a team. They have a team?
That's how bad Chelsea are at the moment.
Wow.
And I've been really ill, actually, the last week. And yesterday just drove me over the edge. Like, took my fever to the final level. The final level. Chelsea. Mm-hmm. So I'm very invested in Chelsea Football Club.
Why are you such a fan of Chelsea?
Guy called Gianfranco Zola, yeah, a couple of years ago, got to see him do his thing, and yeah, so I used to support Manchester United when I was
mm-hmm.
younger,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw this Zola guy, and the rest is history. He's, yeah, I love Chelsea, was a season ticket holder, love it, love watching, going to Stamford Bridge.
Nothing's going to change your mind, even if they keep losing.
No.
Significant teams.
I would rather get divorced from my imaginary wife than stop supporting Chelsea Football Club. Absolutely love them, but they were horrible
blind
yesterday.
Blind faith and loyalty.
Fanatic. I'm fanatical. So if my mom wants some consistency from me and she wants to invest in something, it's that I'll be supporting Chelsea in the next decade, mom.
All right.
And they were awful yesterday. Drew to Brighton. Could have secured the top four, Dory. I know how much this matters to you.
Who is in the top four?
Top four right now is Liverpool, and it's sickeningly. I think they're going to win the league. It's Man City, it's Leicester, and then it's Chelsea. But, you know. We're only five. The gap could have gone to 7 points, sorry. And now it's only 5 points. And now Chelsea are, they're trying to stress me out. Trying to stress me out like my mother asking me when I'm getting married. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then last night, tiny little club called Manchester United lost to Arsenal 2-0, but two pathetic clubs anyway. So just thought I'd share that. And that's, guys are saying Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So he's a legend at Man United. But now it's rocky times. They'd like him to get fired. Do you know what they should do? They should get Donald Trump to come and fire Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. How awesome would that be?
If you say...
That'd be amazing. You're fired. And then Donald Trump's wig falls off. How great would that be? They should live stream it. It'd be amazing. It'd be amazing. I know you're not seeing it.
I think you should pitch it.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now that I've bored you with sport, Dory.
Is that it?
That's about it.
That was quick.
Yeah, let's not talk about more sport. You guys, it's because both of your faces are so interested that I thought I'd just give that... But
why can't you talk about cool sport like the luge?
Luging, huh?
Yeah, luging. I love watching the luge. To me, that's the most entertaining sport to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know where the... I used to work in the ski industry.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're talking about it.
Mm.
And I went to Torino where they had the Olympics and I got to go in a luge.
Oh, yeah?
With an Olympic luge dude.
What did it feel like?
Or four. Three. I was the fourth of... No, yeah. It was mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd imagine it's the closest thing to being in a Formula One car. I've never been in a Formula... Yeah, no, that was surreal.
Mm.
Absolutely. You've been in a luge before?
No, I like watching it, though. It looks like fun.
Do you know what? When you're in it, you don't actually realize that when you watch it, they're going like 200 kilometers an hour,
yeah,
right?
It looks mad for
No,
us.
These guys are... Yeah, yeah. So when you're in it, though, it just feels like, okay, well, it's starting and it's over. Because you just, you know, you're trying to hold on to not like, I don't know, pooping yourself.
Have there ever been any major luge accidents?
Oh, I'm sure there have been.
We
should probably look at
that. Because I imagine it's quite dangerous, actually, if something goes wrong.
That must be... What was the movie with the Jamaican guys again?
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. Classic,
yeah.
Huh?
But that's not the same thing.
Well, what are you talking about?
You're talking about bobsled.
Bobsled, okay.
The luge is when they just like...
Go nuts.
No, when they like... kind of on their backs.
Oh, no, no. So I was in a bobsled. That's okay. What I was in. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. Complete confusion there. But mm-hmm. those, the luge guys are insane.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know nothing about lugeing. Do you know what's an exciting sport? Is curling.
Curling is not an exciting sport. Although, if you're probably very, very drunk or on some sort of hallucinatory drug mm-hmm. and you watch it, maybe then you're like, because you're just watching it and you're going, what is going on here? What is with the sweeping? I don't understand what's going on. What's the point?
And if you want to see something cool, right? The point of lugeing is you need to go and look up Norway's pants from the last, I think it was the last or the previous Olympics. Norway's, they're pants, right? From then. Oh, Dori, go and look up that uniform. Norway's curling pants from, I think it was two Olympics ago. Sensational.
Curling pants.
Oh, my goodness. Those were going viral. Absolutely viral. Should we read some WhatsApp messages here, Dori?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have Michelle from the Aquarium says, morning all. Dori, I must say you're showing your age because I love you. Oh, I have the same music head as you. Thank you for playing Delight.
You're welcome, Michelle.
And
Michelle's a regular listener to my 80s show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, shout out.
Faithful, hey? And who's this here saying, so Seyfried, or was it Seyfried? Seyfried says, did Gareth hack the show with this fat girl song? No.
He'd probably like it, though.
He would like it. But no, the Smiths is one of my favorite bands. So that was my choice. And he says, I can taste this, the crazy hair with the luminous leggings with an 80s banger. I think he was probably talking about...
Delight,
huh?
Yeah,
I know. Smashing track. All right. Well, Dori, now that we've thrilled everybody with sports news...
Yes.
Why don't you tell us, you met our favorite friends, Figile Mbalula's soldiers.
So yeah, I have a story to tell from the festive.
regale us.
So let me just start by giving some context here. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever before paid a bribe to a JMPD officer.
Okay.
Not that I have a moral problem with it. I drive really well and I never get stopped. And even if I do get stopped, I've had a speeding ticket, which I paid. I was when we say speeding, I was going, 72 in the 60? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we're not exactly like talking about dangerous stakes here. So I've had a speeding ticket, which I've paid. And generally, if you're stopped and, you know, they check your license and all that, I'm generally all good and there's no problems, right? Never had to worry. So on Monday this week, as I said, I have a friend visiting from overseas, mm-hmm. my friend Richard, who lives in Edinburgh.
All right.
He's currently visiting. So I said, let me pick you up from the airport. He's like, are you sure? The flight's coming in at like 5 p.m. I'm like, dude, there's no traffic. It's all good. Mm. It's fine. Go pick him up from the airport. We're on the highway and, you know, we're catching up. I haven't seen him in a couple of years and we're chatting on the highway. And then I kind of realized very last minute that I'm about to be on the wrong highway. Because you know the highway splits when you're coming from the airport. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to be on the Pretoria Highway instead of the R24, which is where I want to be. But it's not too late. And I quickly move over. Mm. But I move over just where there's that big white line.
Mm.
You know, that big white line with the yellow lines across it.
I do. Oh, dear.
And as I do that, I see just around the corner, there's a bunch of cops.
Great.
Okay.
Christmas bonus.
And they, of course, waving me down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it. Damn it.
Yep.
So I pull over, stop the car. This very friendly lady cop comes over to the window. How are you today?
Siswam, Gunjan.
Yeah. And I'm like, good. How are you? She goes, you know, you crossed a solid line. I'm like, did I? I thought, okay, I'm going to try the innocent act.
That's it, yeah. Oh, you're Meryl Streep now. You're going to get in character.
I'm like, I was about to get lost and I moved over, but it was definitely safe. There were no other cars. What, did I really? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, dear. So now what? So she says, well, I'm going to, she says, it's R1,000. R1,000 fine.
R1,000?
Now, this is, okay, so that's my first response. I'm thinking, really? Is it really R1,000? That sounds insane to me.
That's mental.
But maybe it is.
Okay.
Maybe it is, because maybe it is like a very serious offense. I don't know.
Okay.
She's like, it's R1,000. She goes, her exact words were, it starts at R1,000.
Oh, okay.
It starts at R1,000.
Oh, okay.
Then she's like, can I write you up a ticket? And I'm thinking, that's strange wording.
Can I
write you a
how would you like this to proceed?
Yes.
Plus my kids need school uniform.
So I'm like, I don't know. And then she's like, can I have your driver's license? Give her the driver's license. Then she says, and it's very strange, is anyone in the car drinking?
Okay.
Now, it's me, my friend who I just fished from the airport, and my 12-year-old daughter.
Sure.
I'm like, A, it doesn't matter if one of them's drinking, except for maybe the 12-year-old shouldn't be drinking, let's be honest.
That's not but I mean, that's like, neither here nor there.
Surely it only matters whether I've been drinking. Sure. I'm the driver.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, there's been no drinking. You're welcome to test me, because I hadn't been.
Sure.
And then she's like, I'll be back. She walks off with my driver's license. My friend from Edinburgh is like, what's happening?
Oh.
I say, no, dude, don't worry. She wants a bribe. But now I've got to think how to do this, right? So it's like 1,000 rand. Now, oh, I do not have 1,000 rand.
Are you about to share what you did?
I do not have 1,000 rand, people. No, times are tough.
No, you got a daughter. Times are tough. December.
I do not have 1,000 rand. But at the same time, like I say, I've never done the bribery thing. I don't necessarily condone the bribery thing. I don't think it's a good plan.
I'm not judging.
Plus, I have done something wrong.
Mm.
I'm in the wrong.
Mm.
And then I'm thinking, okay, so then it just so happened that I actually had quite a lot of cash on me because I was about to put petrol in, and I always put petrol in with cash.
Okay.
Because the card charges me.
Oh, all right.
So I use cash for petrol. So I happened to have about 600 rand in cash.
Alrighty.
In my purse. And I'm like, So she comes back, and she comes back with the form. You know, the one where they're giving you the fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And she starts filling in. She's pretending to write something. I'm like, well, what is she writing? Because she wasn't looking at my license plate. She was just like, I'm like, she hasn't asked me my name.
She has to put in her details.
Oh, okay, so yeah. She starts writing. So then I say to her, listen, I don't have 1,000 rand. Can I pay this off over 6 months? Genuine question. Because I'm thinking at this point, I have 1,000 rand fine. I have to deal with it. Maybe I can pay it off.
Yeah.
So I say to her, genuinely, can I pay this off over 6 months?
Can I take my traffic fine on a labor?
Yeah. You know? So she says to me, no, but what you can do is you can go to the office there in Germiston.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you can go to the office in Germiston and you can go speak to someone and you can ask them to reduce it. And usually they reduce.
Mm.
She said, they usually reduce. If you go and you plead your case,
sure,
you know, they'll usually give you a reduction.
Yeah, but there's a price of having to go to Germiston. I don't wish you on anyone should have to go to Germiston.
So I go, okay. And then she goes, or I could reduce it for you right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
bom, bom, bom.
How would that work?
Dory.
Okay. And I'm thinking, guys, I don't want to be a lawbreaker here.
For sure.
But 1,000 rand and then maybe having to go to Germiston.
Oh,
when am I going to have time to do this,
right? You might not make it out of Germiston.
And the fact of the matter was, yes, I was in the wrong, but there was like no other cars on the highway. It was dead.
Yeah.
It was so quiet, like literally just between Christmas and New Year's. So she goes, I don't know. I can reduce for you now. So I go, okay. So she goes, you can give me 500 now. Give me 500 now. And I'm thinking, that's still a lot of money.
It's a hell of a lot of money.
But then I'm like, oh God, I just don't want this. I kind of just want to be out of the situation right now. So I look in my purse and I had to get petrol as well. So I was like, no, I'm not giving her 500 rand. So I like kind of, I count out 400 rand and I go, listen, I still have to get some petrol. Can I give you 400? She goes, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh my goodness.
All friendly, smiling.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I mean, she must be quitting it. If they're stopping people and each person's giving 400 or 500 bucks.
And what's Amy's response when this is happening?
I'll tell you. So right now she's being quite quiet. And my friend is looking completely horrified.
Sure.
Like, he's just like, oh. I mean, he is South African, but he hasn't lived here in a while.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And if you haven't been to Scotland, they may be some of the most conservative people in the world. So, anyway.
But he's not Scottish, but yes. He is. He's become quite British in his manner and all that.
Edinburgh is one of the most conservative cities in the world.
Yes, okay. So, I give her the 400. She goes, thank you very much. Have a nice day. Walks off. It's done.
Yeah.
And my friend, he's like handing me two 200 rand notes. He goes, I'm paying for this. He's like, he's gone into his wallet now and he's handing me the 400 rand. And I say, no, don't be ridiculous. And he's like, I'm ready. And he puts it like down, you know, there's that little hole by the gears. He's like, don't argue with me. This is my fault. You were talking to me. You were distracted. And he puts the money there. Anyway, so we get on the highway. We're driving.
Totally right.
And I was like, oh, whatever. You know, it's fine. And I was in the wrong and it's fine.
Yeah.
And then when I went to go drop him off at his friend where he was staying, he was like, no, keep the money. And I said, listen, I'm going to give you back. Okay, we'll go half on it then if you insist. We'll go half on it. So I gave him back 200 and I was like, you know what? 200 rand for something that I actually did, down from 1,000 rand, not bad.
No, that's...
My friend was very impressed by how little we got away with. He thought, wow. He was thinking I would have to pay like 600-700 rand.
Especially when you think in pounds, that's like 11 cents.
Yeah. So that was my story. I am now officially corrupt. Oh, yeah. My daughter's like, oh, this country's so corrupt. Oh, I can't believe that just happened. Oh. But I mean, she's 12, so everything disgusts her these days.
Oh, she'll... No. So she'll find out very soon that the world isn't all daffodils and roses.
But, you know, the less money I had to give the cop, the more I get to spend on her. So she was kind of happy with how it turned out.
Alrighty, so it worked out for her. So okay, geez, Dory, that is hectic.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I was like, afterwards, I was like, I probably could have got away with less.
Yeah, probably 200.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was like, she asked for 500. How much lower can I go? I just want to get out of the situation.
You panicked.
Yeah,
and you could have gone to Germiston and probably they could have scraped off the entire fine.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to go to Germiston. I'll say it again. Oh, no one wants to go to Germiston. I don't.
You know what? If I hadn't done anything wrong, then I would have fought it.
Sure.
But I did something wrong. I was like, okay, I'll pay because I've done something wrong.
Oh,
I did go across the line.
Do you know what? Maybe she should have made you go to Germiston because going there is almost like a prison sentence, really.
Yeah, but she wanted the cash.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Wow.
Her greed was my bonus.
All right. So Dory has corrupted the next generation as well. Mm-hmm. Not only has she... Yeah. So Dory, that's it. I am judging you.
Okay.
Even though I've done probably as bad.
Have you?
Worse.
Have you ever bribed a cop?
Bribed a cop? I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. If I remember,
you can't quite remember.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
Pinky, you're my lawyer.
Yeah. But I can't.
You have to be on my side about this.
He has already admitted to doing it, so I don't know how much. What can I actually do?
Hey, you have to defend me either way, don't you?
I can ask, like get the court to give you a reduced sentence, but you already admitted.
I said I think so. So I don't know. Can I get away with that?
What?
I think
bribing.
So. I said I think so. I didn't say yes or no to the bribing.
Mm. You didn't say no.
Sketchy. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we've corrupted the youth, guys, try and not bribe people unless you've got people paying in pounds in your car, I think is the moral of the story there. Because it's not very expensive for them.
Yeah.
But should we do something that we haven't done probably before, Dory? And I used to love this game when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because I'm old now.
You're so old.
I'm so old. Talk to me about... We're going to play Would You Rather.
Yes.
And if people don't know what that is, Dory, what is Would You Rather?
Would You Rather is where you give people two options where they would have to choose, and they're usually both relatively horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to go, well, what can I live with out of these two options? And it's kind of a fun game. My daughter does it with me all the time because, yeah, that's what the kids do these days. Can I give you a Would You Rather?
Yeah.
And hers are usually quite gross, usually involving vomit or poop or something or farting or, you know, hers are gross, generally speaking.
She's a child.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I thought that we could play a little game.
Cool.
Shall I start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get the ball rolling.
We're going to start with a bit of a tame one.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather lose the ability to read or the ability to speak?
Ooh.
I'll go for speak.
Mm, me too.
Yeah.
So, wait, would I rather lose the ability? So, does speaking mean I can understand you when you speak?
Yes.
Okay.
You just can't speak.
No. Then I'd rather not be able to read.
Yeah.
Because I can learn.
You can't keep quiet.
That's also very true. That's also very true. You've, I've revealed myself there. No, also, I can just learn. You learn a lot from what you hear.
True. I mean, there are other ways to learn apart from reading. But I think
that's a good one.
I think I would rather. I'm generally quite a quiet person, so I could live without speaking. I definitely would never want to not be able to read.
Yeah. How would you bribe a cop if you couldn't speak to them?
Well, pen and paper, I suppose.
Look, you'd probably get away with it if they realize you can't speak.
I have a disability, they'd maybe feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. You both say you'd rather be able to read than not speak. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the next one?
Okay. This is one for me, and it's kind of like almost irrelevant because one of them is already my life.
Okay.
Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early? So I'm generally always 10 minutes late for everything. That is my life. I try, but...
So say that again. Would I rather be 10 minutes?
Always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
Pinky, go ahead.
20 minutes early. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would choose it if I could.
And I've been dating it. Like 2019, I was always early. Yeah. Probably one time where I was late because of traffic. But I prefer more than 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So I wouldn't even mind getting an hour, like getting to a place an hour earlier.
An hour? What are you going to do? Yeah, well, you got your phone to amuse you. Eh?
That's exactly. It. And the thoughts on Instagram.
You?
I would probably do the late thing. So my mom's like, one of her golden rules is on time is late. And I've been living under that tyranny for forever. So
on time is late.
So
yeah.
I'd like to try out.
You'd like
late.
To see the other side.
Yeah, I'd like to see how the other 1% lives.
Which is why I would like to be 20 minutes early because I've never been able to do that. But you know, there's a really great website called Wait But Why.
Okay, talk to me.
And there's a guy, he does these blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a whole long, it's a very long post, but it's really worth reading, about how people who are late are just very optimistic. And I am. I'm a very optimistic person. And so you're like, oh, it won't take me that long to get there. I don't have to leave now. Yeah. I'll be on time.
Mm.
And that's why you're late, because you're optimistic. You're like, ah, oh, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll get through the traffic lights.
Yeah.
I used to be late, especially for flights. But if you've missed the right number, you're going to be early now. And now I don't mind getting to the airport like 3 hours earlier. Like yesterday, I got to Cape Town International Airport like 2 hours earlier.
Wow.
And then your flight was delayed.
It was delayed. No. I was getting the SMS updates. So okay. It was now scheduled for 8 o'clock. So I got there 2 hours earlier, went to the slow lounge. And I was like, I don't mind the wait. Like, I'll just chill here. Just that panic of like, oh, I need to be on time.
And no, I have to say the panic isn't fun, which is why I need to like try and turn over a new leaf.
No,
and
no, it's not
fun.
It's not worth it, hey? And I mean, there's been times when I've been early, like when I was writing exams, I'd get to the venue early. Then the next thing I'm in the staff room, I'm having tea, I'm having cookies because I'm early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are some perks.
I think there's definitely, early. I think it's a better life to be early.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I got stuck in Bolivia once.
Of course you did.
And I was, I missed a flight and I speak little to no Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taking some time for money to clear and I didn't have any money. And that became a real situation and I had to get to Colombia. And yeah, that was scary.
Were you smuggling drugs?
I was not smuggling drugs.
Because why else do people go to these places?
I was trying to find myself.
Find yourself.
And yeah, try and drink all the alcohol. Back then I used to be into the good old times.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to drink all the alcohol in South America. Didn't succeed, but yeah, that was
so how did you get out of that situation?
Well, eventually I slept in the airport, so they kind of not detained me, but they kind of questioned me because I was like panicking big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually
they must have thought he's got something up his butt.
Who's
Yeah, that laugh, he definitely has something up his butt.
Do you think that's what they thought, Doreen?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're nervous in a Bolivian airport? Yeah. What else would they be thinking?
I hadn't even thought of it. And on my way to Colombia, so that was poor. And so it ended up costing me about four days or so.
Sure.
And
a growth experience, obviously, and a learning experience.
I'll never forget it. So yeah, I've missed one too many flights. I missed a flight. You make a good point. I missed I'd been training for a 400K race in the French Alps with two other people. And I missed the flight. That was was that last year or the year before? And yeah, no, I've never actually, right? Because now you've cost two people the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I've never lived down. I still feel very guilty about that. So, yeah. So, and then I live under the tyranny of my mother's, on time is late. So
I had missed a flight, but it was not my own fault. I was getting a lift with somebody to the airport. This was after the wedding in Ireland.
Shouldn't go to destination
wedding. Yeah, I know, destination wedding, bad luck. But yeah, so we were supposed to get a lift with a friend and she was like, oh, she was obviously also very optimistic. Won't take that long. We'll be fine. And then we were not fine and we missed our flight, which was horrible.
Oh, it's not a good feeling. Eh?
It was not nice.
Okay, well, shall I give you one, Dory?
Give me a would you rather.
All right. So Pinky, would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now or know everything your future self will learn?
Know everything my future self will
hang on at age 5 or now?
No. So now. Would you rather go back to being 5 but you know everything you know now,
mm-hmm.
or know everything that your future self will learn? Which one would you rather take?
I like the idea of going back to age 5 because then I can be young again.
With everything you know now, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
That could be an advantage. It could also be a bit horrible.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I want to know what my future self will know.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Pinky loves spoilers. She loves spoilers. She If I talk to her about like a movie or a TV show, she needs to know the whole story in advance before she will even watch it.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So what do you have to live for if you already know what's coming?
Look, I don't want to go back to age five. Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
but you know everything you know now.
Yeah, but I just don't want to go back to age five. I'm happy with my current age. And I think I'm happy with how life is going. So look, if I know that I'm going to die at age like 60 or something, then I can make sure like, okay, I'm going to do this, like plan it better, you know?
Wow. Okay, that's an interesting
And make better decisions, I think.
That is an interesting way to look at it. You see, somebody like me would go, what would I have to live for? I kind of like a little bit of commotion and the unknown. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like that.
So what would you choose?
No, go back to five for sure.
Yeah.
With everything I know now, that gives me a whole lifetime. By the time I'm this age again, oh my gosh, imagine all the stuff I'll know.
I would definitely, you know, that whole like, you know, if you could do things over, I would definitely do some things different if I could go back in time.
Talk to, is there one in particular? It sounds like you're digging into the bank there.
You know that whole like career path not taken thing? Mm-hmm. And I know people think I'm very weird when I say this. So I don't know if I should share. But it is a safe space, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a safe space.
Right? Yeah. So one of the things that really interests me, but I never kind of got on the right path to do it, is forensic pathology.
Jeepers.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, forensic, what's the word? You know when you like study the insects?
Sure.
I can't think of the word right now. My brain has gone absolutely blank. But so basically I have read a couple of books. There's a couple of books called The Body Farm,
mm-hmm.
which is they're really fascinating, where somewhere in the United States, I can't remember specifically where, this guy bought a piece of land
mm-hmm.
and he was trying to learn about like what happens to the human body. And it's primarily to help solve crimes. So like after how many days does the body do what and what insects come and when do the maggots come and all that kind of stuff. I know this is disgusting,
mm-hmm.
but it really interests me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is, I feel my path not taken. And it kind of started early because I had a really terrible science teacher at school. So I ended up not doing science for my trick.
Oh.
And I think that was where I already left the path. Because if I had maybe at least done science for my trick, I could have got onto the right path. But the problem is as well, in this country, you have to do a proper medicine degree to become a pathologist, which is crazy because you're dealing with dead people. You don't have to keep them alive in any way whatsoever. But overseas, it's like a 3-year course. It's like not a medical degree at all.
Sure.
So, but you know, yeah, different paths.
Dari, you must start on your chance to play with dead people.
Yeah, well.
You hate to hear it. Anthropology was the word. I think somebody's just said no. But anthropology is a different thing.
Entomology. That's entomology. The word. Study that's of insects. It's forensic entomology.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is kind of funny because I hate maggots. I can't even like see them and I like cringe.
Yeah.
But I know plenty of people who are actually in that field who also hate maggots. So.
Okay. Well,
you manage.
Dori, I come from I don't know if you know this, but I come from a chemistry background academically, so
mm-hmm.
I feel for you having missed out on the sciences.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Do you have another would you rather for us?
I don't. Do you have another one? Do you want to do one more?
I do have another one if you want.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This one's a bit of a silly one. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
I would like to talk to animals. Every animal, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit. That's a tough one to turn down.
But you are not allowed to just tell all the owls to go and kill all the cats.
That's what I'd do. I'd probably start I'd start an owl colony and we'd take over the northern suburbs of Johannesburg. No, I think I'd probably go with the history one. I'm very inquisitive. I'm an inquisitive person by
it's
nature.
It's a tough one because they're both really great.
They are great.
Great qualities.
Because, I do like history. So, no, I'd go with that one. I do like the animals thing, but I kind of like the divide between man and nature. I do like that there's that, what they call a je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that kind of bonds us that we don't need to talk about with animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pinky, you say talk to animals.
Talk to animals.
What's the story there?
What would you say?
And you can't say your ex-boyfriend is an animal, by the way.
I don't know, man. Like, I'd like to talk to elephants for one.
Elephants?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Specifically.
What would you say to them?
Just what find out more. Know? I mean, look, you don't need to. It's not like I have like set questions. Like if I was to speak to an elephant, I'd ask this.
Yeah, this like, is one who thing is I your mother?
But I mean, they're so emotional, you know. So I would like to just get an understanding.
I think I'd choose the animals thing as well.
I guess so. Like,
I mean, I talk to my cat all the time. But yeah, it would be amazing if she could actually like, you know,
yeah,
respond.
Just, like, do you fear? I think as much as I'd probably take the history one. Is it'll be interesting to ask a cat, like, do you fear owls? Like, what's going through your head at 1 in the afternoon?
Wow, you're obsessed.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine how helpful it would be for other people? I mean, you have your pet here, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Dory's there to help out.
Hey. I mean, there are people who claim to be animal communicators. I actually know someone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
So, you know, maybe they kind of already have that.
But isn't part of the, like, soothing nature of dogs and pets and whatever is, you know, almost the fact that the bond is unspoken, so that you know dogs will comfort you, angry, sad, blah, blah. If I can talk to you, I can kind of hear your tone. I can kind of hear you're sad. And
maybe the dog's like, oh, dumb. This shit again.
Yeah. So, yeah, here's this chick again. She's at it.
But could have a bad side to it.
Yeah, but that's a very good one. Hey? That's a very So we'll play a little bit more tomorrow. Hey,
yeah, we'll do more. Would you rather?
So we'll do more. And let's begin. Do you have one for me?
No.
All right. So let's go to some messages. Let's go to some messages. Dory, some feedback on your bribe. Your bribe's too high. South Africans.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what South Africans will tell you. $100 was more than enough. Oh, more than enough. Who's that coming? Who's that?
Well, I did only pay 200.
Inati. Inati saying, Inati saying $100 was more than enough. Christmas bonus of. And Dory, once again, who's this? MK. All right, that's. Michelle from the aquarium says, but did you get a receipt? That money is hers to spend. I'd have gone to Germiston, says Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm with you on that one.
You with her, eh? Yeah, I refuse to go to Germiston for anything. So
I think part of it was that, like I said, I had my daughter with me in the car, and my friend, he just looked so uncomfortable and so worried. And I was like, I just need to get out of this situation now. Like, to even sit and wait for her to fill in the form was like... I was like, we just need to get out of this now.
Isn't it funny how when European, I don't know if you've got any friends that are either from overseas or live overseas now, and they get very like European-y and rigid and regimental, and then they come back and they forget that we have a slightly more
African way,
laissez-faire approach to the law. The law is more of a suggestion here than an actual, you know, a tacit black and white situation, and they get so freaked out. It's like, oh my goodness, calm down. Which is why I don't think I could ever live overseas again. Like,
Whole nanny state idea of thing. Yeah.
As much as I like the ski resort, but I lived in Canada for 6 months.
Yeah. Canada's very rigid.
No, it's like a jail.
So I've been there a few times. I have family. It is very rigid.
Are they the most boring people in history, Canadians?
Yo, hey.
They are terribly boring. A nice country, but my...
And it's so funny because my friend who we were staying with at one stage was saying about how friendly Canadians are. And I said, no, you're polite.
Yeah.
Polite and friendly, not the same thing at all. Very unfriendly, actually, as far as I'm concerned.
They're excruciating, Dory. Like, they have... Honestly, they have the personality, most of them. I mean, you don't know. But most of them. Oh, my God. Like, everyone keeps talking about how Toronto is this magical city. It's like...
It is a beautiful city.
It is a nice city. It is beautiful. The Canadians have the personality of wallpaper. You are so boring. So if I can recommend to Canadians for the next decade in the swinging 20s, get some personality, get some texture. Oh my gracious,
come to Africa, man.
I'm telling you, you can bribe for $100 and freak out your friends from Edinburgh. All right, Dory, so guys, before we go,
yeah,
I got a couple minutes left. Anything you're looking forward to? Maybe we can finish off on in 2020, the next decade. I mean, we entering the swinging 20s. Anything in particular that you guys are thinking you're looking forward to? Maybe I can get us started. Or Pinky, you've got something?
Dory?
Something that Mbolela's going to be happy to hear. I want to take my whole exercise thing up a notch this year.
Yes, man.
Yeah. So that's the plan, is to like take it all up a notch.
That's awesome.
I started with a swim yesterday at the gym.
Yeah.
Started positive.
Yeah.
Was planning on going to gym today, but considering that I've had 3 hours sleep, probably not going to happen.
We're not
but yeah, perfect. So basically skip less gym days. That's I don't do resolutions, but that's like a plan.
That's awesome. No, you can
Pinky?
Work to that. Pinky, anything?
On my side, look, I had a great 2019. And now I think it's just a matter of upping that 2019.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, you've got awesome plans already. Studying. So, geez, you're well ahead of it, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, no, I think, Dorian, we're probably more training, get back to sort of levels I was at a couple of years ago. I'd like to become properly proper fit again. There was a time when I was actually in half decent shape.
Would you consider doing like running events? I know you run for yourself, but like, would you participate in marathons or?
So let me tell you what I, No. So I run like what they call ultra mountain runs. I've done a couple of 100K, 150K, or what they call 100 milers, which is 160Ks. I've done three events of 250 kilometers or longer. So yes, I would consider that. And I'd like to get back this year to some sort of level. But in the next decade, I think, what am I looking for? I've already told you I'm looking forward to letting my mother down on the family front. That'll give her something to do in her retirement, is whinge at me about that. I'm looking forward to probably cheesing off more of the feminist woke types and watch them do nothing along with social justice warriors for the next decade. So I think I'm looking forward to that.
So making unsafe spaces.
That's it. Hashtag
triggering everyone.
Hashtag unsafe spaces. And then I think genuinely being in South Africa, I'm looking forward to, you know, one of the things that I think we've made great strides on as a country. I can't speak for any other country. I can only tell the story of South Africa. But we've come a long way with race relations. So I'm really looking forward genuinely to where we're going to take that the next level, you know, start to take that conversation maybe to the next level and see where that takes our country. So over the next decade, I'd like to see where we take that. And, you know, the idea of, I don't really love the whole Madiba Rainbow Nation thing, but the idea of becoming more of a country. I'm very, very excited about, you know, the types of people I get to talk to across the religious, I mean, I'm not religious, but religious and color spectrum. There's been, you know, I'm always enthralled by South Africans, young South Africans, what they're talking about. You know, we get so much negative stuff, right, about South Africa, because that's the headlines, right?
But, yeah.
You know, every time I run into young women just doing incredible stuff.
No, there's so many great stories. You know, there are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing kind of what South Africans are thinking, what we're doing. You know, we're doing such incredible, my bias is sport and science. We're doing incredible things in those fields. That really, really gets out, because we just want to talk about Cyril and Gwede Mantashe getting Range Rovers or whatever, you know. So I'm really looking forward to seeing race relations and South Africans taking it to the next level, because I think, as tough as it's been, we've laid a pretty solid foundation to build something special here, if we can just, you know, screw some heads on right and believe in one another.
Wow, yeah. So optimistic.
Yeah, for sure. Love living in, you know, Dory.
Quite a shocker.
don't let my dour nature and mediocre looks fool you. I think I've had the pleasure of living in a few countries, but, you know, and I was actually going to move and live overseas a couple of years ago, and I thought to myself, like, I was going to move to Denmark, and I thought they don't need me, and also they're like really boring.
Yeah,
so, like, everything's fine. Like, they're cool people, you know. I like the Scandinavians, but, you know, South Africa has so much texture and our story is so unique. So for me, I'm really looking forward to a decade of let's do best, as the kids are saying.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Wow, what a good way to end.
I'm telling you. And so that's the takeover for today.
We'll be back taking over again tomorrow.
Indeed. And oh, sorry, to finish off, an absolute classic. It's a cover, right? By one of my favorite bands, by the way, Dory, by Placebo. Absolutely love this one. Daddy Cool. Guys, it's been great. We will see you tomorrow live, 6 a.m. CliffCentral.com